moments are decidedly less comfortable than a day at the beach with our friends. Nevertheless, this was my moment, and if you've experienced yours, consider yourself lucky, as it is a point of no return. Once we do and become, we cannot unbecome. You may be wondering, if I wasn't there yet, why did I put myself through this SEALFIT 20X challenge? Well, good question. And first, let me be clear. I have no delusions of being a hero, warrior, or special forces operator. I have, however, been fortunate to work with about a baker's dozen of these humans on a personal and professional level since that day, and I can say that we now share similar values about mental resiliency. But the truth is, that wasn't always the case. And the rest of the truth is that my mentors saw things in me I did not see, both strengths and weaknesses. They were the ones who signed up for this 20X event, and a mere 4 weeks before the big day, when a spot opened up, they invited me to participate. They realized a life experience like this may just be the thing to help me close that frustrating gap between who I was and who I wanted to be. It was around this time that one of those mentors, Paul Reddick, told me, "Your life is perfectly designed for the results you are currently getting." And that's a quote that rocked my world, and one that I'll repeat for you a few times throughout this book. I would not be who or where I am today without the amazing people who have served as coaches and mentors throughout my life. Paul, Smitty, Zach, Vince, Uncle Mike, Andres, Brad, and QD on that SEALFIT day, along with too many other amazing people to name, have helped me along the way. I'm grateful for that help, and I hope this book can pay things forward, serving as both a guide and a call to action for you to become the version of yourself that you know you are capable of. The guidance from my mentors and our SEALFIT experience were a part of the many that laid the foundation for this book. I'm fascinated by and obsessed with our potential as humans, be it special forces operators, Olympic athletes, adventurers, or neuroscientists. And over the last decade, I've studied food science and human nutrition, been a fitness model, owned a performance training facility, and helped thousands of people transform their minds and bodies. I've worked with neuroscientists, interviewed hundreds of experts on behaviors, cognition, evolution, biochemistry, and decision-making, all in a never-ending quest for knowledge. And I've compared the research and theory with the habits of these Olympians, special forces operators, professional athletes, and entrepreneurs in search of the footprints that can lead us to success. What I've learned is in this book, and I can't wait to share it with you. But before we do that, it's crucial to note that it's not a lack of information that prevents us from reaching our goals. Rather, those who fall short of their goals do so in the implementation or execution stages, despite our stated goals and deepest hopes and desires. Why? What happens between the time we say we want something and the realization of that effort? And that's exactly what I wanted to answer with this book. Why do some people achieve everything they desire in life, while others seem to stagnate and spend their lives toiling in frustration? Fuck Your Feelings is an exploration of the neurobiology that makes us who we are. The same biology that is wired for survival and perpetuation of our species can prevent or enable us to achieve greatness. Master it and you'll write your own future. Let it control us and we're a raft adrift in the ocean without a rudder, subject to the whims of the tides and the breezes. Fuck Your Feelings is the neuroscience of high performance. Equal parts theory and application, it draws on the research from neurobiology and cognitive behaviorism to explain what feelings are and how they influence our decisions, while simultaneously examining the way high performers are able to successfully navigate their minds, overcome adversity, and achieve their goals. This book is your guide to self-mastery and optimization. This is your playbook. It's our user's manual to understand the space between our ears and an arsenal of tools we can implement to master our minds, end self-doubt, build confidence and discipline, become the high performers we want to be, and live as better, more significant, and impactful humans. The only question left is this: what will you accomplish when you master your mind, your feelings, and your actions? Why fuck your feelings? Well, a few reasons. First, and probably most poignant for me, is that it's a phrase that I say to myself. It's self-talk. It's something I use to